And by the way, if you were concerned about privacy issues, next week we're going to talk to futurists who say, get ready. We are all going to be wearing wearables that tell people our temperature in order to get into stadiums, theaters, to get into work. That's next week. But meanwhile, the Kinza thermometers cost from $40 to $70 each. But for every one you buy, Inger says his company will donate one to a family in need. We'll link you up at herenow.org. Well, people in need are increasingly turning to their communities for help. Others are trying to reach back and help their neighbors. Let's go now to Lawrence, Kansas. Nomin Ujiadine of Kansas News Service reports.
On a rainy Tuesday morning, about 30 people are in a parking lot unpacking pallets of tomatoes, mushrooms, and other produce and putting them into containers to give to people who need it. There's already a line of cars waiting.
All of these counts is per family.
Marion Belcher is wearing a face mask, telling everyone what to do. For more than 12 years, he's volunteered for this bi-monthly mobile food distribution run by the nonprofit Ballard Center. He says they usually see about 100 families, but today there's about 300.
I think it's the coronavirus, the fallout from it, the unemployment, stores closing, you know, things like this, things that people normally do, they can't do anymore.
Belcher says there are also about twice as many volunteers as usual. Rachel Shankland is one of them.
Not knowing if you're going to work and not knowing when you're returning and seeing how scared everybody is just makes you want to make sure everyone doesn't have to worry about little things like food.
People in many U.S. cities have organized online groups to coordinate free delivery of groceries and other necessities, plus childcare and transportation. Chandra De Piazza, a teacher in Wichita, saw her neighbors organizing on Facebook. Her school's closed now, so she decided to offer help on ICT Response, a website with resources on COVID-19. She says she was inspired by a friend who lives in Hong Kong, which locked down early to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
And I knew, like, just from talking to her on a daily basis, like, how important it was going to be to just be there for other people, because we're not used to that kind of social responsibility to our neighbors in the U.S. as much as they are in other countries.
This kind of support is sometimes called mutual aid. It's a term that many pandemic response groups across the U.S. have adopted. Anna Long is a part of the Lawrence Mutual Aid Network.
Like, I spoke with a person on the phone yesterday who needed perishable groceries, and they are, you know, undergoing chemotherapy right now. And so they feel like they cannot leave their house because they're immunocompromised.
People who want to volunteer or who need help fill out forms online, and Long helps coordinate. She says right now, more people have reached out to offer help than ask for it.
It's about coming together and figuring out what everybody has to offer, and then putting all of those pieces together and cooperating for the sake of the common good.
For Meg Hereford, staying healthy is a top concern for herself, her family, her staff, and the people she's feeding. Hereford runs the Ladybird Diner in downtown Lawrence. The restaurant is now closed, but has been offering free bagged lunches to anyone who needs them, as well as boxes of groceries to take home. She says it hurts to no longer let people in the front door.
You know, I don't know, my heart soars and breaks and soars and breaks 1,000 times a day.
Hereford says it's been hard to see parents taking lunches for their children, but nothing for themselves. She worries about families staying well-fed and healthy enough to fight off an infection.
It's been really taxing, but also really very clear that this is a thing that we should keep doing, because there's really, the need has increased every day.
And like many others, she's not sure what the future holds for her business or for anything. For Here and Now, I'm Nomi Nujiadine in Lawrence, Kansas.